Good Tuesday evening, everyone. Welcome to Area High School Basketball. We've got the Highland Tournament tonight. It's boys action, and tonight's Clark County Palmyra game is being brought to you by these Clark County sponsors, including Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. And now, let's take you down to Ewing, Missouri for tonight's play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. A couple of games for you tonight. It's boys' night out. We've had two first-round boys' games. I'm going to bring you the last two. And right now, as Dave said, it's Palmyra, the 3-seed, taking on Clark County, the 6-seed. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for Palmyra, it'll be Bear Bach, a junior. Tyler Matta, a senior. Bronson Jetty, a senior. John Lundberg, a senior. And Carson Hicks, a junior. So Bear Bach, Tyler Matta, Bronson Judy, John Lundberg, and Carson Hicks. And the Panthers are 9-1, and coached by Brian Rhea. For Clark County, it'll be Bowden Klein, a senior. Carter Briscoe, a senior. Callan Wheeler, a junior. Connor Pearl, a senior. And Grayson Daniels, a senior. So Bowden Klein, Carter Briscoe, Callan Wheeler, Connor Pearl, and Grayson Daniels, the Indians 5-5, and coached by Dennis Dent. As both teams have been introduced, we're set to play basketball from the Highland High School. In fact, I guess that some of our players have not been introduced. They are being introduced even as we speak. And for this 7:30 game, pretty good crowd on hand. Palmyra always, the fans always follow their teams. And they continue to play. Some of our fans on the far side, pretty good Clark County crowd right behind me. As we are ready to start, it'll be Carter Briscoe to jump center for Clark County. And let's see who's going to jump center. It'll be Carson Hicks to jump center for Palmyra. As we're set to play basketball. So the officials count noses. Says he's ready to go. The ball is up. Tip is controlled by Clark County, Grayson Daniel. To Bowden Klein, and Klein will drain across the timeline. Palmyra comes out man-to-man. Klein takes it to the free-throw line. Kicks it off to Wheeler, and Wheeler takes it to the left lane. Now he kicks it back to Connor Pearl, puts up a little 5-foot jumper, no good. And Tyler Banta comes off with the rebound. Brock Bear, now Banta. Now they give it to Lundborg, and he's around the top of the key. Back to Banta, to Bach, and Bach on the right side of the circle. Passed up the shot, gives the ball to Jetty. Jetty kicks the ball to Lundborg at the top of the key. Man-to-man, or zone defense by Clark County. They dump it inside Lundborg, and now try to give him go back to Carson Hicks. Hicks lost the ball, but it was tipped out of bounds by Clark County. So it's going to be Lundborg will inbound underneath his own basket to Banta in the right corner. They kick it to Bach at the free throw line. Inside shot put up by Hicks and got it. So Carson Hicks has 2 points. Full court pressure by Palmyra. Klein in the backcourt gets it across the timeline to Connor Pearl. Pearl back to Bowden Klein. Inside shot put up. It goes down. It counts. And Carter Briscoe is fouled. And the foul's going to be on Banta. So Tyler Banta picks up the foul. Carter Briscoe has the two at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Shot is up. Got it. 3-2. Clark County with the early lead. Lundborg brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Bach to the left wing to Jetty. Back to the top of the key. It goes to Banta. Banta gives it to Lundborg on the left wing to Jetty. In the left corner, Bach at the top of the key to Banta on the right wing. Now Hicks on the right wing. Hicks to the right side of the circle to Bach to the right side of the circle. left side of the circle to Hicks. And Hicks tried to make a move to the block, and the ball stolen away by Clark County as Bowden Klein with the basketball. Gets it inside to Connor Pearl. Pearl, a three-second violation as Pearl was doubled up and had nobody to throw to. Nice defense by Palmyra. So Lombard will bring the ball across the timeline, gives it to Bach. To Jenny on the left wing. Bach between the two circles. Back to Jenny. Now Lombard on the deep left wing. Inside it goes to Bach. Bach on the left lane. Gives it to Banna on the right lane. Now Jenny. Jenny gives it to Lombard. Hicks at the free throw line. Almost a bad pass. Got it back. Now Jenny will drive the baseline. He's cut off. Gives it back to Banna. Top of the key for three. Bullseye. Tyler Banna hits a three, and it's 5-3. Now Myers the lead. Here comes Connor Pearl quickly down in the right corner. Klein has it between the two circles. As Klein makes a move in the basket, down dumps it inside to Pearl, kicks it back out to Briscoe. Back to Pearl in the right corner beyond the arc. Pearl inside to Wheeler. Little 5-foot fall away. No good. And Bach off the rebound. Bach gives it to Banna on the left wing. Jenny back to Bach on the right wing. Now the right side of the circle. Now sees an opening. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Got his own rebound in a triple team. Puts it up. Got it. 2 points for Bear Bach. 7-3. Palmyra's the lead as Wheeler gets the inbound pass. Gives it back to Klein. And Klein will bring it across the timeline. Klein inside, it goes to Daniels. Puts up the shot, blocked by Banna. And away with it comes Bear Bach. Bach to Lundborg. Now Jenny from 10. Left it short. And Bowden Klein off the rebound. Klein will bring it across the timeline. Klein sees an opening, kicks it off. And the left baseline for 15-footer for Daniels. Got it. 2 points for Grayson Daniels as Lundborg will bring it across the timeline. Bach gives it to Jenny on the left side of the circle. Now Matt on the right side of the circle. Bach dribbles out to the right wing. Banna will try a three. No good. Bowden Klein off the rebound. Klein will bring it across the timeline. Takes it to the right wing. Gives it inside to Daniels on the right block. Puts it up. Got it. Strong move by Grayson Daniels. He has 4, and we're tied at 7. Lundborg brings it across the timeline to Bach, to Jenny on the left wing. To Bach, top of the key to the right wing to Banna. Now Hicks has it in the right corner. Hicks gives it back to Banna, to Jenny. Now in the left corner, it goes to Bear Bach. Skips it to the right wing to Banna. Banna gives it to Jenny in the right corner. Now Banna on the right wing. Banna to Lundborg on the left wing. Hands it off to Bach. Lost it. Now picks it back up to the left wing to Jenny on the left side of the circle. Now high, arching three out of the left corner. No good. Hicks comes off the rebound to Banna. Is it inside to Jenny on the right block? No shot. Kicks it back out to Banna, top of the key to Bach. Hicks will try a three. No good. And Wheeler comes off the rebound. That was Bowden Klein comes off the rebound. And the foul's going to be on Bronson Jetty. So Jetty picks up his first foul. Now changes made as Ryan McCowan checks in. Also, Ethan Redd checks in. Full court pressure. But Clark County breaks it, gets it across the timeline to Carter Briscoe. To Bowden Klein. Klein has it between the two circles. Out pops Daniels on the left, right wing. Daniels spin move right side of the circle. Gets the ball to the free throw line. That's Harrison Parker. Parker gets it to Klein. Now Briscoe for three out of the left corner. No good. And off the rebound comes Bear Bach. Takes the left wing to Banna at the top of the key. McCowan off the left wing. Try to go inside tried to find Bach and goes off Bach's hands and out of bounds. So turnover, Elmira. It's Clark County's basketball tied at 7, 1:50 left to play in the first quarter. Half-court pass to the right wing to Briscoe. Inside to Parker. Parker is tied up by Bear Bach. Alternating possession comes back to Palmyra. As Marty Smizer, the third, with the basketball, will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Bama between the two circles. Free throw line to McCallum. Now 15-foot jumper on the way. Bullseye from Bear Bach. Bach danced it all over the rim and finally fell through. He has 4. 2-point Palmyra lead as Wheeler gives the ball to Parker, and Parker lost the ball. Picked up, gives it to Banna. Ahead to McCallum. Off glass, got it. 2 points to Ryan McCallum. 4-point Palmyra lead. Placed by the Panthers. Bit Briscoe gives it to Daniels on the right wing. Klein has it between the two circles. Now Briscoe on the deep right wing. Briscoe dribbles out between the two circles. Kicks it over to Bowden Klein. Klein takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. Nice move by Bowden Klein. He has 2. It's 11-9. Palmyra with the lead and the basketball. Banna has it on the right wing to McCallum. Tipped away by Klein. McCallum had it, picked it up. Gets it out to Ethan Red, but he walked with it. It's a nice defense by Bowden Klein. Clark County a chance to tie with 30 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Carter Briscoe into Klein to Briscoe. Parker inside the arc on the left wing. Tried to kick it back out to Briscoe. Stolen away by Marty Smizer the third. As Smizer just lowered his shoulder and leveled Carter Briscoe, and they're going to call a foul on Carter Briscoe. So Briscoe picks up the foul. As Marty Smizer the third was going to the basket, so they're going to now we're going to talk to this over whether he's going to shoot it or not. Okay, they are going to give him 2 shots. 16.7 seconds left to play in the first quarter. So Marty Smizer the third looks for his first points. Shots up and no good. And Drayson Daniels off the rebound to Bowden Klein. Klein looks up, sees 12 seconds. As Klein, they clear out, takes the free throw line. Quick shot by Wheeler, no good off the baseline. Picked up by Bach. McCallum for 3, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Palmyra 13 and Clark County 9. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahokia, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. The 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's the first round, first night of the boys' first round. I guess the only night of the boys' first round because it will be played tonight. As we have 2 games down, 2 games to go, as we start the second quarter of the third game of the evening, our leading Clark County 13-9, Indians with the basketball. As Harrison Parker with the basketball, bounce pass to Klein on the right wing. As Klein looks for an opening, takes the top of the key, tried to find somebody inside, stolen away by Bach. Ahead it goes two. Ethan Red lays it up and in. Red has two, and it's a 6-point. Valmara lead 15-9 as Bowden Klein. Guarded by Smizer, the third, takes its free throw line. Now Connor Pearl for three. 4-5. Out of the left corner, 3 points for Connor Pearl. 3-point Palmyra lead. With the basketball, Marty Smizer, the third. Has it between the two circles. Out pops Carson Hicks. Hicks on the left wing. They give it to Red. Now he dribbles to the left wing. Now out pops Bach between the two circles. Clark County in a, looks like a 3-2 zone. As Smizer gives back to Bach, top of the key. Hicks has it on the left wing. To Bach, trying to go to Red on the in the right corner. Knocked out of bounds by Bowden Klein. So it'll be Bear Bach to inbound to Smizer. Smizer dribbles to the top of the key. Finds Bach on the right wing beyond the arc. Out pops Hicks, top of the key. Inside to Bach. Gives it back to Red in the left corner. Now Bach on the left wing. Now that was Hicks to Bach at the top of the key. Now Smizer will try a three. Bullseye. Marty Smizer, the third, has 3 points and back to a 6-point Palmyra lead. Clark County with the basketball. Visco takes it to the free throw line to Parker. Now Wheeler at the top of the key to Visco on the deep right wing. Parker, turnaround 10-foot jumper, no good. And off the rebound is Palmyra. That's Bach, lost a handle on the basketball. Smizer will try another three. This one, no good. And off the rebound comes Carter Briscoe. Still Wheeler. Now Klein has it on the left wing. Passed up the three. He'll dribble into the left corner, the left wing. Three-pointer on the way. By Wheeler, no good. And Hicks off the rebound to Bach. Bach gives it to a number 42, who I do not have. Now Bach on the left wing to Smizer, top of the key. Red on the right wing. They swing it to the left corner to Hicks. To Bach to Smizer at the top of the key. Inside to Bach. Now shot inside, reverse layup, no good. A whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Harrison Parker. And we'll see who is at the free throw line. First shot up, no good. Okay, Jeremiah Edwards. Put down 44, and he's actually, his number is 42. So Jeremiah Edwards at the line to shoot his second free throw. Isaac fires it, got it. First point for Jeremiah Edwards, and he'll come out as Ballot will check back in. 19-12, Palmyra with the lead, Clark County with the basketball. Bowden Klein will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Palmyra. Briscoe on the deep left wing, skips it to the right wing to Daniels. Now Briscoe, top of the key to Klein at the top of the key. Klein has it between the two circles. Now he gets, dumps it inside to Daniels. Off glass, missed it. And Bach off the rebound. Bach weaves his way to the left wing. To Bannon, top of the key, back to Bach. To Jetty. Now Lundborg to Banta in the right corner, dribbles to the right wing, skips it out between two circles to Bach. Bach to Lundborg. Gives it to Jetty on the left wing. And Jetty to Lundborg between the two circles, to the right wing to Banta, to Lundborg. To the left wing goes to Jetty. Lob underneath to Bach. He kicks it out to Banta in the left corner. Now Bear Bach in the left corner. Banta on the left wing. Lundborg between the two circles. Out pops Hicks. Left side of the circle. Right side of the circle. It goes to Bach. And now they got a backdoor play. Shot was missed, but the foul goes on Bowden Klein. And to the line will go John Lundborg. Look for his first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, got it. First point for John Lundborg. Makes it 20-12. Thalmeyer's the lead. Next shot up, got them both. 2 points for John Lundborg. And it's 21-12. Thalmeyer's the lead. Clark County the basketball. 3:40 left to play in the first half. Klein gives it to Daniels. Daniels goes to the left wing, to Klein, to the right wing. Klein tried to go inside to Daniels, and is stolen away by Banna underneath the Hicks. Reverse layup, no good. And Bowden Klein had the rebound. A whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Carson Hicks. So Carson Hicks picks up his first foul. Bowden Klein will bring the ball across the timeline. Gives it to Graydon Klein. Has it between the two circles. Back to Bowden on the right wing. In the right corner to Carter Briscoe. Bowden Klein to the right wing. Spin move to the free throw line. Turn around, 14-footer, got it. 4 points for Bowden Klein. 21-14, Palmyra for the lead. And the basketball. Bach to Jetty. Between the two circles, Banna. Free throw line, Bach. 15-footer, no good from the free throw line. Bowden Klein with the rebound. He'll bring it across the timeline to Grayson Klein. As in between the two circles, just back to Bowden on the deep right wing. Bowden looks inside, finds Connor Pearl at the top of the key. Pearl moves in, dotted line, little 5-foot runner, no good. And Bach comes off the rebound. Bach, now pass underneath to reverse layup by Jetty, no good. And rebound is saved by Lundborg to Jetty. Now Banna for three. Pinballs in and out, no good. And Bowden Klein off the rebound. As Klein will bring it across the timeline. Klein has it between the two circles. Klein kicks it off to Briscoe. Three-pointer off the left wing. Full five. 6 points for Carter Briscoe. 4 points, Palmyra lead 21-17. 1:40 left to play in the first half. Lundborg, between the two circles to Bach, to the free throw line, Jetty. Back to Bach, Bach to the free throw line. Gives it to Jetty, hit him on the head, but he corrals it, finds Van on the left wing. To Bear Bach, now Lundborg on the right wing, hands it off to Hicks. Dribbles to the top of the key to Bach on the left wing. Bach to the right wing, it goes to Banna, the Lundborg, inside to Bach on the right block. Kicks it out to Jetty, 15-footer on the way, missed everything. And Daniels off of the rebound to Bowden Klein. As Klein will bring it across the timeline, finds Briscoe, now Pearl on the left block. Pearl lost the handle on the basketball, stolen away by Bach, and Bach will bring it across the timeline. Gets it underneath to Jetty. He's in a crowd, puts up the shot, missed it. But I think he drew the foul. Yes, he did. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. And it's going to be on Graydon Klein. So his first, third team foul against Clark County. It's Jetty at the line, first shot up, got it. First point of the night for Bronson Jetty. Carter Briscoe checks out. Callan Wheeler will check in. Next by Jetty. Up, got them both. 2 points for Bronson Jetty. Pressure by Palmyra. 23-17, Palmyra the lead. Bowden Klein gives it to Connor Pearl on the right wing. Pearl to the right side of the circle. Gives it up to Wheeler between the two circles. Wheeler between the two circles. Still with the dribble. Looks for somebody. Dribbles to the right baseline. 10-foot jumper, no good. And Bach comes off the rebound. Bach to Lundborg with 15 seconds. Lundborg between the two circles to Bach. Passed up to three. Gives it inside to Banna. Puts it up and in. 5 points for Tyler Banna. As Bowden Klein Connor Pearl, high arching shot, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Palmyra 25, Clark County 17. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one understands the unique needs of the farmer like Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our loans and lines of credit can help you get that equipment when and where you need it. Stop by any of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri. We take great pride in helping our local farmers meet their financial needs. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 29. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 34. Lows level off around 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 40.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Indian Basketball. I'm your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and Palmyra leading Clark County 25-17. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Palmyra. Bear Bach with 4 points. Ethan Redd with 2 points. Tyler Banta with 5. Ryan McCowan with 2 points. Bronson Jetty with 2. Marty Smizer the third with 3. John Lomborg with 2 points. Carson Nix with 2. And Jeremiah Edwards with 1 point. For Clark County, Bowden Klein with 4. Carter Briscoe with 6. Connor Pearl with 3. And Grayson Daniels with 4. Palmyra led 13-9 after one quarter. Panthers have outscored the Indians 12-8 in the second quarter. Palmyra leads here at halftime 25-17. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
back at the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of this third boys game of the night. And Palmyra leading Clark County in a 3-6 game, 25-17. In the first game of the evening, it was a 1-8 first round game, and number one seed Macon defeats number eight Highland 70-33. Second game of the night, a 4-5 matchup, number four Keokuk, number five Canton, and number five Canton defeats number four Keokuk 64-57. So the top of the bracket is set up for Thursday night at 4:30 in a consolation semifinal. Highland will play Keokuk, and at 6 o'clock, a championship semifinal, Macon will play Canton. That's on Thursday night. Now, Clark County and Knox County both on the bottom of the bracket. Of course, Knox County and Kirksville coming up after this ball game. If Clark County and if Knox County both lose, they will play Thursday at 9 o'clock in a consolation semifinal. That's the only game we'd have on Thursday night. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll have two games for you at 4:30 and 9 o'clock, just like last night, as at 4:30, Knox County and Macon girls in a consolation semifinal. We'll have that one for you on KMEM. Then at 9 o'clock, another consolation semifinal, Clark County and Kirksville. That's what's coming up tomorrow night from the Highland Tournament in the girls' semifinal night. Right now, we're trying to get through the boys' first round game. And like I say, the top of the bracket is already set for Thursday night for the semifinal. The Kirksville, Knox County, Palmyra, and Clark County all on the bottom side of the bracket. Again, as soon as this game's over, we'll bring you a 2-7 matchup. Number two, Kirksville, taking on number seven, the Knox County Eagles. And I'll be back with the second half in a moment. This is K&M Sports.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. Both teams back around their respective coaches as we're set to start the third quarter. First round boys game, and right now, Palmyra leading Clark County 25-17. Palmyra came in with a 3 seed, and Clark County the 6 seed. Coming up next, it's a 2-7 game. Number 2 seed, Kirksville Tigers, and number 7, Knox County Eagles. But this game is still very much in doubt. Yes, Clark County has held their own against a probably a little taller Palmyra team. It's Bear Bach will inbound. Gets the ball in to Lundborg, and Lundborg brings it across the timeline. Finds Jetty on the left wing. Left side of the circle to Hicks, underneath to Bear Bach. Lost it. Perfect pass. Lost it. Finally, loose ball is picked up by Daniels, and here comes Clark County. Bowden Klein will bring it across the timeline. Klein gives it to Wheeler on the deep right wing. To the left wing, Connor Pearl. Now Klein will try a three. No good. As Bach off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Jetty. Jetty pulls up on the left wing. Now Bach, spin move from the dotted line. Puts it up. Got it. 6 points for Bach. And it's a 10-point Palmyra lead. 27-17, Klein with the basketball. To the right wing to Carter Briscoe. To the left wing to Connor Pearl. Pearl gives it back to Briscoe on the right wing, inside to Daniel on the block. Puts up the shot, blocked by Bach to Jetty. Gives it to Hicks. Hicks cut off on the left baseline. Lundborg on the left wing. Fire up. Now Jetty drives the baseline, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Bronson Jetty. That's his second. So two fouls on Jetty. It's Palmyra with the basketball. Is Bowden Klein to the right wing. Takes the dotted line. Stops, pops from 10. Got it. 6 points for Bowden Klein. 27-19. Palmyra with the lead and the basketball. As Bannon to Hicks. Hicks, a whistle and a foul. And the foul, I think, is going to be on Connor Pearl. Yes, it is. So Connor Pearl picks up the foul. That's his first. And it will be Lundborg to inbound underneath his own basket. Makes a bad pass. Picked up by Wheeler. Here comes Clark County. Wheeler across the timeline to Klein on the right wing. Briscoe between the two circles. Briscoe with the left-hand dribble, left side of the circle. Bad pass. It's stolen away by Banta. Banta gives it to Bach. Now Jetty cut off on the left baseline. The Bach skips to the right wing. Lundborg for three. No good. Jetty with the rebound to Bach. Bach right in front of the basket, puts it up and in. 8 points for Bear Bach. 29-19. Bowden Klein will bring it across the timeline. Klein between the two circles. Klein guarded by Lundborg, takes it to the block, lays it up, no good. But it was loose balls picked up by Daniels, and Grayson gets it. 6 points for Grayson Daniels. There's Lundborg between the two circles. Jetty had the ball slapped away from behind, picked up by Connor Pearl. Pearl sees it inbounds to Klein. Here comes the India. Klein brings it across the timeline. Klein has it between the two circles, looks inside, nothing there. Out pops Carter Briscoe in the right corner, cut off on the right baseline. Wheeler on the right wing. Wheeler back to Briscoe in the right corner beyond the arc. Kicks it out to Daniels on the left wing in the left corner to Klein. Klein takes it underneath the basket and walked with it. Too many steps as Drew Copenhaver will check in. Also, Marty Smizer, the third, will check in for Palmyra. Also, Harrison Parker will check in. And Grayson Daniels will check out. So Bach gets it into Copenhaver. It's Copenhaver will bring it across the timeline. Now it's past to Smizer on the right wing. They swing it around to Bant on the left wing. Copenhaver has it at the top of the key. Banta in the left corner to Copenhaver. To the right wing to Smizer. Hicks in the right corner. Hicks gives it back to Copenhaver. Top of the key, almost walk. Now Hicks in the right corner, inside the box. Back to Banta. Smizer will try a three. No good. Copenhaver with a rebound, puts it up, missed it. Bodies all over the floor, and there is a foul somewhere. foul's going to be on Bowden Klein. So Bowden Klein picks up his second personal foul. And Drew Copenhaver at the line will shoot two. First shot up, got it. First point for Drew Copenhaver. Copenhaver, next shot up, no good. So now we got a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be against Drew Hicks, or Carson Hicks, rather, and that's his second. So now we have a timeout on the floor. 4:08 left to play in the third quarter. Palmyra 30, Clark County 21. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately, there's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Because at SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
4:08 left to play in the third quarter. Boys' first-round game. Palmyra leading Clark County 30-21. And Clark County with the basketball. Bowden Klein will bring it across the timeline. Klein around Spicer to the left side of the circle. Gives it up to Wheeler. Now three-pointer on the way by Harrison Parker off the left wing. No good. Spicer comes off the rebound. Copenhaver between the two circles, with Smizer on the left wing to Copenhaver. Copenhaver between the two circles. Gives it back to Smizer on the right wing. Back to Copenhaver, stolen away by Wheeler. Wheeler to the basket, lays it up and got it. Callum Wheeler with 2 points. 30-23, 3 point or 7 point. Palmyra lead and with the basketball. Copenhaver bounce pass on the right wing to Smizer. Back to Copenhaver, to the left wing to Banta. Hicks in the left corner. Banta between the two circles to Copenhaver. Bounce pass to Bach on the right wing, skips to the left wing to Banta. Between the two circles to Smizer, to Banta. Now Copenhaver tried to get it inside to Hicks, and the pass is stolen away by Harrison Parker to Bowden Klein. Takes it to the top of the key, to the free throw line. Season Albany takes it to the hoop, plays it out, and got it. Nice move by Bowden Klein. He has 8, 5 points. Palmyra lead with the basketball. Bach to Copenhaver on the left wing. To Bach to the – tried to find Banta on the right wing. Knocked out of bounds by Klein. As into the ball game will come Ryan McCowan. As Graydon Klein will check in for Clark County. And I think Wheeler came back in. Bach between the two circles, the Banta on the right wing. Inside the Bach, little five-foot jumper, got it. 10 points for Bear Bach. 32-25, 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Now Dennis Den wants a timeout. 2:06 left to play in the third quarter. It's Palmyra 32, Clark County 25. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Six left to play in the third quarter. Palmyra 32, Clark County 25, and Clark County with the basketball. Grayson Daniels on the near sideline, far sideline, will inbound to Bowden Klein. Klein will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Palmyra. Klein guarded by Smizer. Three-pointer on the way. All out of the left corner by Daniels. No good. Smizer off the rebound. Gets it out to Bach. Bach down to Banta in the left corner. Inside it goes to McCowan, lays it up and in. Ryan McCowan with 4 points. Bowden Klein takes to the left side of the circle. Tried to force it inside to Parker, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Harrison Parker. So the second foul on Harrison Parker. 1:33 left to play in the third quarter. 34-25. Palmyra with the lead in the basketball. Smizer has it between the two circles. Bounce pass to McCowan on the right wing. To Bannett, to the left wing to Hicks. Hicks looks inside in a double team. Bounce pass to McCowan. Gets it over to Bannett. Now inside to Smizer, dotted line. Bach takes it inside to Hicks. Off glass, got it. 4 points for Carson Hicks. Give the assist to Bach. 36-25, under a minute left to play in the third quarter. Bowden Klein gives the ball to Wheeler. Give and go back to Klein. Puts the shot up, no good. Little baby hook. And that off the rebound. Gets it out to Bach. Bach ahead to Smizer. Smizer gets everybody in the air. And then Parker comes down on Smizer. And Harrison Parker puts up his third personal foul. As Garrett Billings will check in for Clark County, also Connor Pearl checks in. Parker and Wheeler both check out. So Smizer will inbound underneath his own basket for Palmyra. Smizer gets it to Bach in the left corner. Bach gets it back to Smizer on the left wing. Out of the double team, bounce fast to Bannett. Inside McCowan to Bach. Sees an opening. Gets it inside McCowan. Now Smizer in the left corner. Back to Bach, top of the key. Bach backs off between the two circles. He's guarded by Graydon Klein. Now McCowan has it between the two circles to Hicks on the left wing. Smizer brings it out between the two circles with 9 seconds. A Smizer to McCowan. Back to Smizer. Smizer. Now Smizer will launch a three. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Palmyra 36, Clark County 25. Back in a moment. This is KMAM Sports.
And Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. And the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everybody. 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament as we start the fourth quarter. Boys' first-round game, and Palmyra leading Clark County 36-25. Clark County will have the basketball. Carter Briscoe on the near far sideline inbounds to Graydon Klein. Klein will bring it across the timeline, finds Briscoe on the deep left wing. Briscoe goes out between the two circles, out pops Daniels. They find Graydon Klein on the right wing. Goes inside to Connor Pearl. Turns, puts it up from five. Got it. 5 points for Connor Pearl. Smizer across the timeline. Finds Banna on the right wing. In the right corner to Hicks. Hicks back to Banna between the two circles. To Bach. Smizer has it on the left wing. Smizer gives it back out to Banna. To Hicks. Underneath to McCowan, all by himself, puts it off glass, got it. 6 points to Ryan McCowan. 38-27. Daniels has it on the right wing beyond the arc. Out pops Briscoe between the two circles. Briscoe gets to the Billings on the right wing. Billings dribbles down among the trees, lost the ball, picked up by Bach. As Bach tried to go through a double team, and the foul's going to be on Graydon Klein. That's his second. So two fouls on Graydon Klein. The 11-point Palmyra lead is Banta in the left corner. Bach has it and backs off between the two circles. Trying to pull Clark County out of that zone. Smizes at the free throw line to Hicks on the right wing. Bach between the two circles. Bach. One dribble. Gives it back to Banta between the two circles. Back to Bach. That's Bach to Banta on the left wing. Hicks free throw line. Hicks to Banta on the left wing. Banta will dribble back to the top of the key. Now Smizer at the top of the key to Banta between the two circles to Bach. Give and go back to Banta inside. McCoon put up a shot blocked. But he saved it in bounds. Gives the ball to Banta. Puts it up and in. Kleiner Banta. What a series. And McCoon started that whole thing. Carter Briscoe dribble drives into the paint, kicks it back out to Billings at the top of the key. Briscoe on the right wing, now Pearl in the right corner. Pearl back to Billings, now Daniels, long three on the way, no good. And McCoon off the rebound, and McCowan to Banta. Smizer takes it right at Daniels off glass, got it. 7 points for Marty Smizer, the third. 42-27, a 15-point Palmyra lead. Bowden, or Graydon Klein with the basketball to the left side of the circle, lost the ball, and saved right to Grayson Daniels. A three-pointer, bullseye. Carter Briscoe out of the left corner. He has nine. Now it's a 12-point Palmyra lead, 42-30. Just under 5 minutes left to play. Bach to McCowan on the right wing. McCowan finds Banta on the right wing. Banta in the right corner. Out to Hicks. Now Palmyra wants a timeout. 4:45 left to play in the ball game. Palmyra 42. Clark County 30, back in 30 seconds. This is KNM Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 29. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow, high of 34. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, overcast. Overcast skies Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday. Mid-30s Thursday, upper 30s by Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 40.
4:45 left to play in the game. Palmyra 42, Clark County 30. And Palmyra will have the basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Tyler Banta will trigger for the Panthers. Banta gets in the backcourt to Bear Bach. Bach will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Wheeler. Gives it to Spicer on the right wing. Back, bounce pass to Bach. To Banta on the left wing. On the left baseline, it goes to Hicks. Tried to go inside to Banta. Knocked away. Picked up by Callan Wheeler. To Bowden Klein. Takes it to the right wing. Klein dribbles to the top of the key. Now left side of the circle and walked with it. Slid the pivot foot around the top of the key to the left side of the circle. Tried to stop, drug the pivot foot before he could take the shot. The Bear Bach to Banta on the right wing. Now Smizer saves it from going over and back to Bach. Then Bach throws it away. Picked up by Connor Pearl to Bowden Klein. And we have a whistle and a foul away from the ball. The foul's going to be on Marty Smizer, the third. That's his first, as Longboard will check in and Smizer will check out. So Bowden Klein will inbound Briscoe, top of the key. The three-pointer on the way, no good, as Parker saves it inbound, the right to Bach, gets it ahead to McEwen. now Lomborg to Bach to Banta. Banta with the basketball, Lomborg between the two circles of Banta. They're just going to play catch. Gets it down to McCowan in the right corner to Bach on the right wing. Bach brings it out between the two circles. Bach sees an opening, gets it to Hicks, lays it out and got it. To the defense team, and Hicks was wide open. Carson Hicks with 6 points. 44-30, Palmyra's the lead. 3 minutes left to play in the game. Klein to the right side of the circle. Klein, ball away, 10-footer, no good. And McCowan off the rebound. Gets it to Bach. As Bach, between the two circles, to Banta. Now Hicks in the right corner, kicks it out back out to Bach between the two circles. Banta between the two circles. As they try to throw it inside to McCowan, knocked away. Banta picks it up, gets it back in the right corner to Hicks. They spread the floor. McCowan now pass to Lomborg on the left baseline. Outside to Banta, now Bach, back to Banta on the left wing. McCowan kicks it back out to Lomborg between the two circles. Now Bach between the two circles. Dribbles to the right wing, skips it to the left corner to Banta. To Lomborg, to Bach between the two circles. Down to 2 minutes left to play. That's Bach. Guarded by Connor Pearl. Lomborg. So McCowan has it on the right wing. Underneath, shots put up by Lomborg. Blocked out of bounds by Carter Briscoe. And now we have a timeout on the floor. 1:54 left to play in the ball game. Palmyra 44 and Clark County 30. Back in a minute. This is KNM Sports.
If you have certain chronic conditions such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
If you're
1:54 left to play in the game, Palmyra 44, Clark County 30, and Palmyra with the basketball is Lomborg. Gets the ball inside to Red. Red will get it back out to Banta. Banta between the two circles looks for somebody. To Bach, right off Fox, hands it out of bounds. So the turnover gives it back to Clark County. Carter Briscoe on the near sideline, inbounds to Klein. As Klein will bring it across the timeline. Klein to the free throw line, middle long. Three from Briscoe on the way, off the left wing, no good. And Bach high for the rebound. Bach, guarded in the backcourt by Harrison Parker. Dumps it inside of McCowan. Put up a shot, missed it, but he drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Harrison Parker, and that's his fourth. So fourth foul on Harrison Parker. And to the line will go Ryan McCowan. Shot up, got it. 7 points from McCowan. To Ryan McCowan. Second shot up, backed it home. He has eight. As McCowan will check out, in the ball game comes Bronson Getty. 1:20 left to play in the game as Bowden Klein will bring it across the timeline. Klein to the right wing inside the arc. Parker for three, on the way, no good. Daniel the rebound, turns, puts up a 5-footer, no good. Briscoe puts up the shot. No good, but he drew the foul. And it's going to be on Marty Smizer, or Smizer, or Longboard. So it's B on John Longboard. And the first one by Carter Risco is good. He has 10 points, looking for 11 shots up. Got it. 11 points for Carter Risco. 46-32. Primeiro's the lead in the basketball. As Bach across the timeline underneath, a wide open Ethan Red has four. 48-32. Here comes Bowden Klein. Trying to find Wheeler down to the right corner. Throws it out of bounds. Turnover. And a full court pressure by Clark County. As Longboard with the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball up to Jetty on the left wing. Al Bach inside to Red. Tried to go inside to Banta. Stolen away by Clark County. Wheeler to the top of the key. Klein, quick three on the way. Spins in and out, no good. And Risco has the rebound. Lays it back up and put it in. 13 for Risco. Pressure by Clark County. Is Jetty in the backcourt. Gives it to Bach. Bach will bring it across the timeline with 6 seconds. 5-4-3-2-1, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Palmyra 48, Clark County 34. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
I'm Tamron Hall. Why give your family just ordinary eggs when they can enjoy the best? Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition compared to ordinary eggs. With 6 times more vitamin D, 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 38% more lutein. Because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Dad, I don't feel good.
I'll grab the Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey.
Isn't DayQuil just for parents?
Actually, Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey is just for kids. Specially designed to treat kids' most bothersome cold symptoms quickly. With a honeylicious tasting flavor kids like.
You know what else kids like?
DayQuil Kids Honey first, then video games.
Deal.
Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey. The kids' honeylicious daytime coughing, congestion, stuffy head, stuffy nose medicine. Safe for ages 6+.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to Highland High School, the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's a final First Crown boys game. It was Palmyra winning their 10th game of the year by defeating Clark County 48-34. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Palmyra, Drew Copenhaver with 1 point, Bear Bach with 10, Ethan Red with 4 points, Tyler Banta with 7, Ryan McCowan with 8 points, Bronson Jetty with 2, Marty Smizer, the third, with 7. John Lundborg with 2. Carson Hicks with 6. And Jeremiah Edwards with 1. For Clark County, Bowden Klein with 8 points. Carter Briscoe with 13. Callan Wheeler with 2. Connor Pearl with 5. And Grayson Daniels with 6. Palmyra led 13-9 after one quarter. Panthers outscored the Indians 12-8 in the second quarter and led 25-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Palmyra again outscored Clark County 11-8. Palmyra led 36-25 after three. Then Palmyra again outscored Clark County 12-9 in the third quarter or fourth quarter. And Palmyra wins it 48-34. Palmyra improves to 10-1, while Clark County 5-6. Coming up, the fourth and final game of the first round on the boys' side of the bracket. It'll be Kirksville and Knox County, and I'll be back with that one in about, 9 minutes, Dave. This is KMEM Sports.
Okay, Donnie, and tonight's game has been brought to you by these Clark County sponsors, and they include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, by Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home, and People's Bank, Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. It's 8:40. Our temperature currently at 40 degrees, and Donnie said, we'll be back with the second boys game tonight of our doubleheader. Kirksville and Knox County coming up next here on KMEM Sports. We'll be back with more after this.